These tariffs proposed by the administration are actually undermining the success that we've already seen from this administration on other issues. The tax reform and tax relief that was passed earlier this year, the regulatory reform that has been worked on through this administration, that's all been good things for the economy, and they've led to low unemployment, creation of jobs, and an increase in wealth for American families. Unfortunately, these tariffs go in the exact wrong direction. They pit just a few steel producers against an entire economy that's so connected and dependent on consuming steel. Ultimately, we believe this is going to be bad for American consumers and American industry as a whole.
I assume a lot of people expect from the president to hear in Duluth that his policies are going to create jobs. That's what he's been saying when he makes appearances like this and talks about the tariffs. How would you answer that?
Well, in the short run, these tariffs will benefit steel producers. Now, keep in mind, though, that those benefits are going to go to a relatively small part of the population, about 140,000 steel-producing workers in the country. Contrast that with 6.5 million workers that are involved in steel-consuming industries, ultimately in industries that then consumers are going to pay the higher price for.
When it comes to tariffs on pork and soybeans, a lot of people in those agricultural markets are saying they'll be affected by that. How do you see that?
Well, we've already seen that impact in agricultural markets right here in Minnesota. Minnesota is the fourth biggest ag exporter in the country, and many of those ag exports go directly to countries that are negatively impacted by these steel tariffs that the Trump administration has proposed. So Minnesota is very much ground zero in terms of the impacts of these unfair trade policies, in terms of maybe it benefits a few folks in the iron industry in northern Minnesota, but the rest of the economy, the medical device industry that uses a lot of stainless steel, and especially Minnesota's ag industry, they're going to be hurt by this and basically be footing the bill for this kind of picking winners and losers that the Trump administration is trying to do.
What about Republicans in Congress? Are you looking to them to stand up to the president on this issue? And if so, how are you making your case to them?
We absolutely are. This is one of those areas where Congress over time has very much abdicated responsibility and authority on trade agreements. And I think you'll see as a result of this current trade war, as it escalates and as it gets more painful, you're going to see more of a push in Congress to reclaim some of that authority to at least be able to ratify or pass a continuing resolution in support of what the president is doing. The idea that he has almost unlimited ability right now to pursue this kind of disastrous economic policy is not going to sit very well with the American people.
Jason Flores is the state director of the group Americans for Prosperity. They held a free trade roundtable earlier today in Mankato to coincide with the president's visit to Duluth later. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Tom. Thank you.